This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can't wait to get CNN in court. They admit they're all involved in my YouTube account, trying to kick me off the air. Talk about racketeering, civil rights violation. Wow.
$500,000 for not baking a gay cake?
That'd be $100 million, huh? I don't know what I wanted to do is lose their case.
So, CNN's come out. They want InfoWars banned. They're lying about what they want us banned for. It's incredible fraud by a criminal organization sworn to destroy this country. Everybody knows that. That's half thinking. But then, on the same show that he's got Tom Brokaw's attacking me too. Dan Rather attacking me, Glenn Beck. They've got David Hogg. Who, if you even just say his name, you're banned off YouTube, because he's a young child, a young baby. No, he's a survivor of the shooting attack, who is admittedly an actor, but not acting as a crisis actor in a fake shooting. He's got talking points, just like the fake CNN calls. And if you say that, well, you've got to be banned. And Stelter's the same thing he says three times with Dan Rather and with Glenn Beck and now with Hogg. Don't Google, YouTube, Twitter got to do something about your harassment. They don't show the harassment. They just say it's fake that you're an actor. No, he's an admitted actor. Just because you're an actor doesn't mean there wasn't a school shooting. So they play these semantical games, preying on their audience who they have total psychopathic disdain for, Stelter and people. I mean, it's like Gruber admitting, thank God you're so dumb. All of them just praying you're not conscious, praying you're not paying attention. So here's that clip.
Allah has locked the shaitan.
No, that's the sheriff at his prayer meetings. I want to play the clip of not Hogg defending the officer who did not enter the shooting scene. Who wants to go down the barrel of an AR-15? No, not that. He's just whatever they want. Now, no one's even defending that, but just he's defending him. No, it's a clip. David Hogg, thanks, conspiracy theorist. Here it is.
David, I have a lot I wanted to ask you, but I have to start with these terrible YouTube, Twitter, you know, good theories. If you search your name on Twitter right now...
All right, let's stop right now. Back it up again. I want to start with these terrible things. He doesn't show it to you, like they never do with me. They go, Jones says no one died. Jones says blah, blah, blah. They're defrauding you when they do this. There's these terrible things. We can't let you see it. But then he takes the high road because he knows they're playing good cop, back up. Oh, I let them attack me. I'm an angel. And then over here, he's sitting there next to Dan Rather, who got fired from creating fake memos. Fake news chief. Let's go back. Here it is.
YouTube, Twitter, you know, good theories. If you search your name on Twitter right now, these lies about you being an actor are still at the top.
Stop again. You're being force-fed 99% of the time, not the other 3,000 students, but you even more than the other three. You four are everywhere, and people dare to question you and your political statements. How dare them? They're bullies. Here, let's keep going.
About that.
It's great. It's great advertising, honestly. These people are doing an amazing thing in the sense that they're showing how disgusting they are. The fact that they're calling out me as a witness of this.
They want people to then counter him, and then everyone will be banned because he's the new Christ. You do not talk about him. In fact, he was never an actor. He's not an activist. He's not anti-gun. No, he doesn't want your guns. He's perfect. He's a perfect person. He's an adult. He's a senior. He wants our guns, but it's okay. Brian Stelter's on the phones with CNN and YouTube to ban you if you don't agree with him and turn your guns in. Let's go back to it.
Horrifying incident, saying that I'm an actor, a crisis actor. It shows how sad I feel for those people, honestly. Huh. Because they've lost faith in America, and we certainly haven't, but that's okay.
Let's pause again. The leftist, I'm not saying Mr. Hogg, but the globalists hate America, flyover country. They want globalism. They want open borders. Again, though, we've lost faith in America. But there's no clips of what we said, is there? There's just you up there, all three of you. Dan Rather, Brian Stelter, and you in a man's world misrepresenting what we've said. Let's continue.
Going to outlive them.
Absolutely.
Do you think Google and Facebook and Twitter should do more, though, to try to tamp down this pollution?
I mean, honestly, these people that have been attacking me on the media,
they're not watching me.
These people that have been attacking me on the social media,
yeah.
they've been great advertisers. Ever since they started attacking me, my Twitter following is now over 250,000 people. People have continued to cover us in the media. They've done a great job of that, and for that, I honestly thank them.
So, again, we just say, why is there only four students being force-fed everywhere? And that turns into, we say nobody died, we're bullies, ban us, and then CNN is pushing it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I really should be more of a drama queen because they're in hundreds and hundreds of publications online, newspapers all over the country, KTLA, Fox News, CNN. Alex Jones to be banned off the internet for bullying children who were shooting survivors. You ever wondered how they'd ban free speech, how they'd kill the internet? CEO of News Corp said 2 weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal, we're going to call everything bullying. The heads of the telecoms, the heads of the major tech companies, Silicon Valley, we all met last week, now 3 weeks ago. He said, we all met. We decided to call it all bullying. We're going to start by banning Alex Jones. Then there's a school shooting. Students say there's multiple shooters. They say there's a sheriff's department stand down that some of the deputies didn't go in. We didn't say that was the case. We were having the kids on and showing local newscasts. They ban those newscasts, ban our channels. CNN says we're lobbying to have them shut down. They're filing the complaints. They say we said that no kids died. They were crisis actors in the videos they banned. We have the videos re-uploaded to Infowars.com. Got 7 million views just yesterday. We put up the article the Drudge Report linked to. Top story over Saturday and Sunday on the internet, thanks to Drudge. Talk about being able to bypass their lies. And it's all about people saying multiple shooters, sheriff's department stand down. But the big news was he was under state care on psychotropic drugs. Roger Stone's going to be talking about that with Doug Hagman here in just a moment. But this is an epic time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And then you've got Dan Rather, who lost his job for creating fake documents. And you've got David Hogg, who is an admitted anti-gun activist, and on the acting club, doesn't mean he's fake or there wasn't a shooting. We're not saying he's a crisis actor. With Brian Stelter, who with Glenn Beck on the same show said we need to ban InfoWars, we need to block it. And Beck basically agrees. And then it just gets worse from there. Dan Rather, Zach, one of the producers, pointed out, and I remember this, he went to work for the Young Turks, who were mainly funded by Qatar, a Gulf dictatorship. And the Young Turks is the same name of the group that exterminated over 1.5 million Armenian Christians. And by the way, the show denies it and says the Turks did a good job. It's another Islamic group. Now, we're going to talk about all of this today. And our guests are about to co-host and take over in just a few minutes. But this is an epic time to be alive. I want to play a clip of Mr. Israel, the sheriff, who may just be a politician trying to be nice to everybody. But when he says he's doing a fantastic job, and when he says he's basically invincible, and when he says he's not going to resign, even when the former head of the NYPD says he should, there was a major stand down here. And I understand law enforcement previously couldn't get the guy because the state wouldn't get him and had him on drugs. But I'm just saying, you don't blame gun owners when there was armed police there whose job it was, 34-year veteran, to do this, and you got Hogg saying, oh, I don't blame him not wanting to be down the barrel of a gun. You want to be down the barrel of a gun when you're the school resource officer that runs the shooting drills. And then more police show up and there's a stand down. While they're waiting to see what goes on. The point is that the feds and others knew it was coming and did nothing and we broke all that. And the media calls that a conspiracy theory. But here's from a few years ago. Here's Sheriff Israel of Coward County, Broward County. It's being called Coward County now. I know Roger has a better view on that. We're not a cult. We'll get to hear from him. But here is the sheriff of Coward County at his little Islamicist event. Here it is.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another Ramadan. MashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has locked the shaitan. And alhamdulillah, the sheriff continues to lock the bad people.
Pause. Boycott Israel event, a Muslim retreat to jail young people. Let's just continue. This is the sheriff's apartment. Here, just email.
Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to stand here before you today. Is Lisa here? She needs to come up. It's important that we hear from our community, inshallah. I won't take much time, and I'll introduce the sheriff. But I want to testify before you, brothers and sisters, because it's important for you to hear from us, inshallah. Alhamdulillah.
And again, that's one of the deputies, and the sheriff's reportedly there. Oh, yeah, there's a sheriff right there, and he goes and speaks as well. So let's just stop right there. All I know is a bunch of the witnesses said there were men running around in camo with big beards shooting people. Now, I'm not saying that happened. Vegas, that is what happened. And what we told you later came out. All I'm telling you is this needs to be investigated, and we're asking questions and showing what students say, and we're being banned, and the media, the controlled media, is misrepresenting what we said. So I don't know what's going on. I believe people got shot. I trust Roger on his politics. You know, a lot of times he says the sheriff's not a bad guy. All I know is there's been a stand down, and when I put videos up, YouTube's banning it, and then Glenn Beck and Dan Rather and Hogg and all of them are on TV talking about me. And in the old days, they'd have you on to respond to what they're saying, but they don't even show what we said or what we did. So we'll get the expert breakdown of this. But remember, the Wall Street Journal said this is the rollout to censor everybody. This is the intimidation. This is the attack. That's why your support is more critical than ever. But I want to just briefly, before we play this clip and go to break and come back, and these guys will co-host the last three segments, I want to remind you that we're listener-supported. When you spread the articles, you spread the videos, when you hand-do that, it's the only way. When you support our local AM and FM stations and TV stations, it's how we get out there. But this is the show they don't want you to hear. This is the broadcast they don't want you to hear. This is the transmission they don't want you to hear. So we have these sales about to end because I haven't had new ones yet. Icarin is 50% off, about to end, liver and kidney cleanser. Cellforce, 53% off, incredible deal. Real Red Bull, 50% off. Palmolive, 50% off. The high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and chloral silver, 50% off. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But let's go out to break. Why these losers are so upset, why they're panicking, why they're going crazy. Let's remember election night when they said 99% chance Hillary was going to win. The Young Turks, all of them, CNN, MSNBC, they lied to you. They tried to steal all these states, and they failed because you were awake. And we're going to continue this victory. But just remember, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Buy the products. They're great products, water filtration, air filtration. Whatever the best is, we go out and we get it. We bring it to you. But a lot of these specials are about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go to break. I see Roger's Skype's in and out, or I would have already gone to him. So we may have to have the main host be Doug Hagman. But we're going to come back after the break. But right now, let's go out to break with why they're so butthurt, why they're so upset, why they're throwing a temper tantrum.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Could he actually win?
No freaking way!
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Donald Trump.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
Trump will not be president.
Trump will never be elected President of the United States.
You're not going to be president.
A man
right?
who will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump is not going to be President of the United States. Take it to the bank.
He will never be president.
Donald Trump is not going to become President of the United States.
He's at plus 19. Do you think the tapes made a difference? Of course! They made all
the difference.
This race is over.
Hillary Clinton has raised more than double Donald Trump, vastly outspending him.
The presidency at about 89% for Hillary Clinton.
Your analytical model has never been wrong. Now projects Hillary Clinton to win the presidential election.
100% chance. You still think she has 100% chance of winning the election?
I do.
And what would Donald Trump have to do to turn things around?
Prayer and hope for a Festivus miracle.
This is CNN's coverage of election night in America. The fight for the presidency.
Because we don't care.
Okay, have Kentucky. Who cares?
Kentucky.
Don't care about Indiana. Don't care.
Indiana with West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming with its vote. North Dakota and South Dakota, Texas.
Up and down the middle of the country, all red.
Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, Missouri.
It was at 80% an hour ago for Clinton.
What is it now?
68%.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Ohio.
Hold. Ohio, gone.
Idaho.
Okay, yeah, I don't see a landslide here. I don't see it at all.
North Carolina.
I mean, if we need Florida, are you me?
Florida.
It is f***ing panic time.
New Georgia.
Donald Trump now the favorite to win the presidency.
Iowa.
New York Times now has it at 95% chance.
Utah.
Can still win, but in order to do so, she has to win Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Arizona.
Alaska.
Pennsylvania.
Michigan.
All of
what
a
night.
We'll be back. Stay with us. Roger Stone.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some. I use some. I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
don't tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Sunday edition of InfoWars. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Thank you so much, Alex, and thank you, InfoWarriors, for your support of the InfoWars products. A number of issues, but I'll tell you something. Just watching that video of the sheriff from Florida, I don't know. I'll tell you something. I have not seen that video before, and most assuredly I've not seen that video in the manner in which it was presented here on this platform. So it was a very interesting to me. The Florida, of course, referencing the sheriff of Broward County, Florida, and the Florida shooting that had taken place, and of course, the whatever you want to call it, just the cover up and the assault. You know, it's interesting. I find this very interesting. The last Friday when I was on with Alex, we had talked about censorship, and Alex talked about censorship as well. And by the way, Roger Stone, if he does come on, it'll be soon. He's having some issues with Skype, so no worries there. But again, until he does come back, I'll be taking over for him. But the issue of censorship, you know, I had said something last Friday when I was on with Milo and Alex, and I think it bears repeating. And this is a quote from a friend of mine, Coach Dave Dobmeier, who happened to be actually featured on kind of a spoof piece on Howard Stern. But he had said to me one time, the truth becomes hate speech to those who hate the truth. And I thought that was a very profound statement. And if you think about that, the only way that the progressive lobotomized liberals, in this case, the people who want to take over, to create and maintain this meme, they cannot argue the facts. The facts are brought up. The facts are questioned. They cannot answer those questions. What do? They pull the plug or attempt to pull the plug. That's how they operate. If they can't have it's like a sociopath arsonist. If I can't have it, you can't have it. We're going to burn it all down. That's the approach, at least in my view, of what's taking place. And I just want to make sure everyone understands. You know, Alex fights the fight every single day. We fight the fight every single day of censorship, where we have people going to our sponsors, going to our guests and potential guests, and sullying the platform because they cannot fight. They cannot fight facts, so they've got to pull the plug. Just a couple of things on that. But I do got some news in addition to that, and I think that this is really important and critical, in my view, at least exclusive to InfoWars at this point. This is brand new. This I have not heard anyone else talking about this either in the corporate media or in the alternative media. So this has to do with what was released yesterday, and it's all about the Democratic response with respect to the Nunes memo. And of course, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence issued a memo that was approved earlier this month in February of 2018. And that was on the the Republican side, shall we say, the partisan side, the Republican partisan side of the House Burma Subcommittee on Intelligence. And that was a 3.5-page memo that was released, authorized by President Donald Trump. Well, in response to that, yesterday, a 10-page memo had come out, roughly, I think it was 10 pages, 12 pages. Okay, I just heard something in my ear. Is Howard Stone, or Roger Stone there?
I am indeed. I'm delighted. There we go. So we our Skype problems have been addressed.
Roger, I yield to you.
Great. Thank you, Doug. Thank you very much. Skype is can be a difficult when it wants to. Look, this is extraordinary. The Washington Post, in an incredible piece by Jennifer Rubin, says that the House minority memo, the so-called Democratic memo, claims that the Russians sent documents to Trump associates, they speculate, Roger Stone, for review. This is completely and categorically false. I testified under oath for 4 hours. I addressed all these questions. There is no evidence that I ever received anything from any Russians because I didn't. This is a complete conjecture. Jennifer Rubin and the Washington Post in this case are fake news. This is meant to forward, a collapsed agenda of Russian collusion. This, I think, as we now understand, is manufactured by the Democrats, turbocharged with our tax dollars by the FBI and the DOJ under Obama in an attempt to essentially hijack a presidential election and then try to undo the presidency of Donald Trump. The text messages of the FBI show us that. There's numerous documents produced by Judicial Watch that prove this, for which I commend them. So I think that they are trying to inflate a balloon that has already collapsed. Russian collusion delusion, Doug.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that. And it's interesting how you were brought into that, which blew my mind. I just could not understand how they made that leap in the face of what you had already testified to.
It's no different than saying that Alex Jones said no children were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, which he never said and which nobody here ever said. As to whether the television witnesses were coached, Tucker Carlson, a Fox, reported that they were. Fox is owned by the News Corporation, the same News Corporation that says close down InfoWars because they claim that children were prompt as to what to say on television in the aftermath of the killing in Parkland. But where's the consistency here? This is slow motion strangulation. We see it in Facebook, in Twitter. It is the night of the long knives. People's feeds are arbitrarily being closed on Facebook if they're pro-liberty and they have strong followings, if they follow Alex Jones and InfoWars. This is an attempt of Stalin-like, Hitler-like censorship. They lost the last election. They don't want a free, vibrant, robust alternative media in the 2018 election. They think the only way they can get the White House back in 2020 is by going back to the old days when mainstream media dominated the political dialogue. They can't win a debate of ideas. They can't take on Doug Hagman in an argument of ideas. They will lose. So they just want to silence us, but we will not go silent into that good night. This is going to get fought out in the courts, in the Congress, in the streets in terms of civil, not civil disobedience so much as public demonstration. This is the war for the future. It's about the First Amendment. It's about free communications, as guaranteed by the Constitution.
It is, and I've so wanted to directly ask you these questions and get your take on these questions. It's serendipitous how this worked out this evening, and I'm so glad to have this opportunity. We've got about 20 seconds to the break. When does this stop? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
I just 16 seconds to go. Let me say this, folks. We will break this down for you on the other side. In the meantime, go to the InfoWars.com store now. to help us fuel the fight for truth and freedom. We are the
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones this Sunday edition of InfoWars. Roger Stone had to go because of the way he actually is having Skype issues. So I'm going to be providing information solo this for the remainder of the show. It was so funny because I had wanted to speak with Roger Stone about the various issues, about the references with respect to Russia, and of course how this all ties into the censorship. But having said that, I will get another chance, hopefully, at some point in the future, and I wish the best for Roger, and I hope all is well with him. But the issue of what are they censoring? Aside from the truth, we know that, but specifically what? Is it the truth about the shootings? Is it the truth about the corruption in the DOJ and the FBI? Well, who else is reporting on the latter, or the former, for that matter? Only sources like InfoWars and individuals in the mostly conservative new media, the honest media. So having said that, what I wanted to address, and right before Roger came on, I was referencing this. I don't think there is any other agency that's talking about some revelations here that we saw this weekend that they're not being referenced at all. The revelations in the 12 or 13 page, let me be exact here. I believe it's 13 pages with annotations and footnotes, or 10 pages. Well, regardless, I'm sorry, it is 10 pages with the annotations and the multiple redactions with the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, their response to their Democratic response, the partisan response to the Nunes memo, as I was getting at earlier before. The most interesting and perhaps the most damning aspect of this that I'm not hearing anyone really talk about is on page 5 of this. Now, I'm not going to get too detailed on this, but you can download this, of course, on the internet, where the Democrats, or the response in the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, they admit ties to the Hillary Clinton DNC position of the Steele dossier. They admit the ties that were not disclosed, at least not to the extent they should have been. And when you consider that the FISA court is an ex parte proceeding, in other words, a one-sided proceeding, that's extremely important. But the admission where the FISA court was not informed of the financial ties of Christopher Steele to the actual dossier, to the underlying documents of the FISA warrant application. That admission, I think, is extremely critical for people to understand and for people to really look at and say, wait a minute, this is what we've been talking about. But there are a couple of other things, of course, when you follow the money in investigations like I've done for the last 30 years, you look at this and you say, okay, who is paying for everything, and where's the money trail? It is beyond any shadow of a doubt. Now, when you balance the two memos, you've got the money flowing ultimately to Christopher Steele, who's disseminating, compiling and disseminating information. And the hops, the following the money train is like this. You've got Hillary Clinton at the base paying Perkins Coie, the law firm. And I know you've heard this before, but just follow me on this. Paying Perkins Coie. Who's paying Fusion GPS? Who's paying Christopher Steele? Who's also approved for reimbursement by the FBI/DOJ to create a dossier, to compile it in part. He's just one of a number of people, and that's another key issue, to create the underlayment for this illegal spying operation by the opposing political party. Now, here is a name that has surfaced of late. Websites have mentioned this that you're going to be hearing more about. And this is first, I believe, on InfoWars and first with respect to this issue. Lisa Monaco. Lisa Monaco happened to be the chief of staff of Robert Mueller, then FBI Director Robert Mueller. She moved to an assistant deputy in the National Security Division of the White House. The reason I bring her name up is when you look at the Steele dossier, as I've said before, it's not the Steele dossier, it's the Clinton Steele dossier. Through the work of Obama, through Executive Order 12333, I believe it is, and the opening up of the unmaskings, what he did and what Lisa Monaco and Susan Rice have appeared to do is spread the information that was a product of political opposition research from the presidential daily briefing to numerous other people, including but not limited to members of the media. So here's why this is, at the end, here's why this is important. You have got an White House, an operation out of the Obama White House using a weaponized Department of Justice and FBI to create the political opposition product to go against President Donald Trump. But in the periphery of this, and this is something that I found, and I believe is so critical for the listeners of this program to understand, folks, the surveillance was not just limited to the political opposition. The surveillance was limited, or was also involved people such as Roger Stone, people such as, or entities such as InfoWars, people such as Sean Hannity, people and entities such as Fox News. When you look at it this way, and now take that and draw back to where we are, where we're, what we're seeing today, the war against the alternative media, especially including InfoWars, and even myself at the Hagman Report, we are watching this blowback, this attempt to shut us down, to shut us up. And if you can't do it by fighting the facts, for example, getting these facts out, you've got to do it by portraying InfoWars, by portraying Alex, by portraying all of the truth tellers as bullies, as bigots, or insert the pejorative name here and under the violations of terms of service. So to tie this all together, this is what we're seeing today. This didn't happen overnight. This was not an arbitrary or capricious decision by Twitter, by Facebook, by YouTube, or Google, or whatever. This exists. This is at the rot is at the very top of the deep state. And in the deep state, of course, lacking any plausible deniability, you're looking at Barack Hussein Obama, Clinton, and those in her orbit, in their council and orbit, I should say. Before we go to break, I want to mention, you know, myself, I'll tell you something, I've never felt better than when I'm taking the nutritional supplements from InfoWars. I've got nothing to gain by saying this. I love the products that they offer. I love their, by the way, I love their toothpaste. There is a limited time sales. The number of limited time sales are ending soon. Superblue, 50% off. Cellforce, 53% off. 50% off of Vacurin and more. Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get your products today, because right now it's never been so more important than supporting InfoWars and supporting alternative media than it is right now. We're going to break here very shortly, and on the other side, going to wrap it up with a few other issues related to what you are not hearing with respect to the memo and the other issues that involve censorship, the memo, and the political corruption. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex. Going to be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning.
Well, you did have Alex Jones, Doug Hagman, sitting in for Alex Jones. Thank you so much for your patience. But right before the break, we were talking, of course, about the bigger picture. And I'm a big picture kind of guy when I'm looking at all of this. Of course, Alex and Roger Stone, they were talking about censorship and, of course, the Florida shooting and the just the incredible blowback by InfoWars, by Alex, bringing the truth to the American public, and obviously the powers that exist in Washington inside the swamp, they don't like the truth. So what are they going to do? Can they refute the facts? Can they tolerate asking questions? Of course not. They've got to pull the plug. And this is why I've said before, Friday with Alex and Milo, is the fact that we, in the alternative media, we've all got to stick together. We've got to, we can win on the numbers, but we've got to show up. we've got to play. We've got to fire back, and we cannot tolerate the problem in America, in my view, is that we tolerate too much. People accuse others of being intolerant, especially on the left, the left accusing the Christian. Christian conservatives and conservatives of being too intolerant. I don't think that's the case at all. We're too tolerant, and we allow too much. When's the last time you saw a rally in the streets by conservatives? You haven't. But at some point, we must rally. We must get behind one another. That's why it's so important, I believe, for each one of us to get behind InfoWars, to get behind to get behind Alex Jones, to be Alex Jones, where we can be. That's my view, because if we don't do that, if we don't stand together, we will fall separately, and we can't have that. Roger Stone, it's my understanding, will be on tomorrow, as his time was cut short today by a bad Skype connection. I understand he's traveling. So having said that, having looked at the last or the before the break, talking about the war of memos, shall we say, and what that really reflects, and how that relates to everything else, and I think it does in the larger sense. And here's what I mean by that: when we look at this race to unveil, to expose the corruption that rot within the deep state, the permanent state, we are looking at the blowback from this attempt to expose what's really going on. And the takeaways, of course, as we can see, the takeaways from the Democratic memo are several. There are a number of takeaways. Sarah Carter weighing in, Devin Nunes, of course, weighing in, and others weighing in with respect to the takeaways. The bottom line with this memo, and I think Devin Nunes earlier today on some of the Sunday talk shows had said it best, the most telling part of this Democratic memo, the response to the Nunes memo, exists on page 5 of this minority response memo, and that is simply this. They admit ties to Hillary Clinton, to the DNC. The financial aspect was not disclosed to the FISA court. And remember, the FISA court is an ex parte proceeding. It's a one-sided proceeding. In other words, there's no defense, shall we say. They lied to the FISA court. They lied to the FISA court. And think back to 1975, the Church Committee, the revelations from the Church Committee. That spawned the FISA court. It was because of the revelations from the Church Committee that we have the FISA court today, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. And it was because of the centralization of power, it was because of the FISA court and the 17 different intelligence agencies that and the compartmentalization therein, we saw the creation of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. So all of this to say that the deep state, the foreign, or the deep state, the actors that they're in, have really abused the process. And when I say abuse the process, I'm talking about conducting surveillance, as I said before the break, of not just those believed to be foreign agents or foreign actors, but even those people who, well, quite simply, the political opponents and those in the alternative independent media who are telling the truth and attempting to get the truth out there through exposing the various memos and the various misdeeds of the FBI and the DOJ, as well as the State Department, which is phase two, and, of course, the Obama White House. At this point, and this is important, I think, for everyone to understand, at this point, we are going to see in the next couple of months, we are going to see the Office of the Inspector General, and there are 73 inspectors general, but Michael Horowitz as the IG for the FBI and DOJ, we're going to see a report come out possibly mid-March. I expect it to be then, if not early April. When that report comes out, you're going to see that working in tandem, taking a parallel path to the exposures to date. And by the way, that will address in large part, the OIG report will address the Hillary Clinton email abuse scandal crime. and everything surrounding that, and the overlap between that into the FBI DOJ abuse, all combining it within this deep state cauldron of deep state swamp denizens, all combining to create this secret society, self-named, and this movement against not just Donald Trump, but to overturn the will of the American people. So if anything, if this was my last time ever on air, my dying breath, I would really like people to see how over the last 8 years, very, very specifically, but in a larger sense, over the last generation, the last 50 years, how the deep state has been created. And what we're now seeing today is the results of that creation, where alternative media, where even members of our Congress, members of our Supreme Court, members of those wanting a constitutional republic to succeed, and that's just not limited to Donald Trump, as I said, we are seeing this blowback and attempt to silence all of us. Because if this stuff gets out, the Florida shooting information gets out, and InfoWars has done a phenomenal job, in my view, of explaining the issues with respect to the Florida shooting. When I say issues, things don't add up there. Look, I've been an investigator for 30 years plus, and I could tell you this. Nothing really makes sense with respect to the Florida shooting. And don't even get me started on Las Vegas. But all of that said, the truth has to be stopped by the deep state. The deep state is attempting to stop the truth. And this, of course, here we are. Here we are today. And we attempt the more effective we are, the more blowback we receive collectively and individually. So the bottom line is this, as we approach the end of the program, the bottom line is this. We have been, and when I say we, I'd like to be included in that, of course, Alex Jones and his fine crew. We have been over the target, and we've been taking flak incoming. We need to keep pressing on, pressing forward, spreading the information on social networking. You know, they may be able to shut down one account, 10 accounts, 100, 1,000 accounts, but not everybody. And that information can. We can win on the numbers. I like to say that very often. We can win on the numbers. So, having said that, we've got to get together. We've got to support one another. And I don't want this to be a rally as opposed to the information, but it's so important when this is so important for all of us. And how do you support us? How do you support InfoWars? How do you support the truth? Folks, it's really simple. If I can just say this, and help yourself at the same time, go to InfoWars store, buy Red CellForce, 53% off, buy the various products. It doesn't matter. So you can help yourself and support InfoWars at the same time. Look, CellForce, it's a fantastic product. The reason that this is so important, the reason that I bring this up now, and I'm not getting paid to do this. I don't have to say this. There's a benefit to me. I take it. I feel better. But there's also a benefit by keeping InfoWars on the air, keeping people, having the ability to go out there and tell the truth in such adverse conditions. So having said all of that, the bottom line, we are in a war. We are in a civil war right now. We are in a war of information. Alex had it right from day one. This is an InfoWar. But we can win. Don't lose hope. Never give up, and remember, the more flack that you take, rest assured, as again I cite my good friend Coach Dave Dobmeier, the devil knows your name. The more flack you get.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.